The following is a Learfield presentation of the Ohio Sports Network.
Will the East Division be painted green and white tonight? It's Ohio and Bowling Green in Athens, and our coverage of the regular season finale starts now. C.J. Harris will be Ohio's starting quarterback tonight. Curtis Rourke is a no-go tonight. Knee injury from the ball game at the end of the first half at Ball State. Will 22 join 6, 9, 11, and 16 as division winners? Stay tuned through the infotainment to find out. It's 8-3-6-1 Ohio University and the 6-5-5-2 Bowling Green State University Falcons. And on this season finale night in Southeast Ohio, it's time for Bobcat Football. Hi, friends. I'm Russ Eisenstein. Ohio alum Rob Cornelius joins me, Brennan Erlinson's, in our network studios.
Finally, the Ohio defense has held opponents on average to 3 scores or less in MAC play. Keep that up. You win tonight.
Third down 4. McDonald back to pass. Hit. Drop. Quarterback sack. Back at the 22-yard line. Ty Caesar with a big ol' hit and a quarterback sack for a 3-and-out for the Falcons. And so welcome C.J. Harris in for his first start with incredibly advantageous field position.
Very short field, net 19 on that punt, 19.
So it's third down and short at the Ohio 44. Snap back, McDonald fakes to no one, back in the pocket, steps up, throws it deep, man out there near the goal line. It's caught for a Bowling Green touchdown on a perfectly thrown pass by Matt McDonald. Donald and Bowling Green pops the top on the scoring at 2:21 for the first quarter, 6-0 BG. Quarter number 2 about set to start. Back to passes, Harris looks right, throws right. It's caught. Jones 35-30 between the hashes, speeds inside the 35, twirled down at about the 24. First down for Ohio. CJ Harris throws it to Jacoby Jones, who gets the job done again. Third down in a short 5 at the BG 6. Back to pass, Harris going to run up the middle, got to the 5 and he's into the end zone. First 6 for the Cats. CJ sees 6 in his first start for the green and white. 11:40 to go, quarter 2. BG 7, OU 6.
Well blocked, hole opened up on the right side.
Back to pass, McDonald, fourth down and 6. In trouble, throws, ball deflected and intercepted on the dive at the 21-yard line. Ohio got another one. Zach Sanders with the interception. And he, I talked to prior to the game as I'm coming up the elevator. I said, you might have a pick in you tonight. He said, I got you. And he did there. Option to the left. Harris will pull it back. Has time. Throws left. Wide open. Caught at the 5. Undercut and twisting by the pylon. And in for 6 for the Cats. Sam Wiglis. Touchdown, Ohio. 8:25 to go. Quarter 2. Oh, CJ's finding his way. And Wiglis wiggles on in for 6. 13-7 Ohio.
CJ pulls it back. Wings it left. And Wiglis makes the play at the 5. In through a tackle, through the pylon, touchdown.
Tight end to the right, 2 receivers right, single receiver left, back to pass, McDonald. Quarterback sack goes down. Back at the 15, Bryce Houston got another one. Blast off and a quarterback sack. Option to the left, Harris will pitch. Wide side left, in space and walking in. Actually, undercut near the goal line and the pylon, but in. First 6 for the Cats is C.A. Bengura. They see 6 again, 20-7 Ohio at 3:42 to go, quarter 2.
Yep, Bengura just punches it in, speed option left, right decision out of the quarterback.
McDonald back to pass, has time, steps up, rolls right, throws across his body on the run right, it's intercepted, Tariq Drake got it, and he's dragged down at the 24. Matt McDonald throws just his 7th interception this year, 2nd on the night. Ah, the Drake, gotta love the Drake. As McDonald stands at his own 15, takes a snap off his left side, looks still for the middle, and it's intercepted at the 40, 30, 25, 20, out of bounds. Tariq Drake. Ah, you gotta love the Drake again. The 3rd interception.
Wow.
In the first half. Ohio had 5 picks at Western Michigan earlier this year.
Ooh, but that's different. That was not this quarterback. This quarterback is pretty good.
3rd down 4 at the Falcon 8. Harris back to pass. Going to run right up the middle. Got to the 5. Got to the right side. Tripped and falls into the end zone. First 6 for the Cats. Touchdown, Ohio. Bobcats 27. Bowling Green 7. C.J. Harris in with 24 seconds to go. Quarter number 2.
That is an exclamation point on the half.
Half is over, and you can paint this whole darn thing green and white.
That's the end. in the second quarter.
And just 30 more minutes of football could allow Ohio to turn the key to the ignition on the drive to Detroit. Ohio 28, Bowling Green 7. So Ohio turns them away on third down.
Every second this gets shorter.
And you've got your sights set on Doit Perry on the drive now. Dances left, still on the run left, throws deep down the middle of the field. It's caught. It's Bostic this time with the hair flying. And down at about the 45, 46-yard line. A fake to the right. Harris got it and got a first down. Out of bounds, near side sideline at the 28. That takes you past Doit Perry Stadium now. You've got Toledo on your sights now on the drive to Detroit.
Yeah, the Perrysburg exit is coming up soon. You can pull over there where basketball stays. This is going to be over a 9-minute drive before Ohio likely snaps the ball again.
My goodness.
Perfect.
Nathaniel Vakos makes this a 31-0 run. Wow. 31-7 Bobcats, 2:27 to go, quarter three. You are getting close to the Michigan-Ohio State line on this drive to Detroit on the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield. Donald back to pass, scampers left, on the run left.
Man.
Pulled down, quarterback sack all the way back at the 30. And Key Thompson has the key to the car to drive the Cats to Detroit. That's a loss of like 100. McDonald steps up, lost the ball, popped out of his hands, picked up by Ohio at the 32-yard line. Unless they say that was somehow a pass,
nope.
It wasn't. It's a fumble. Ohio picks it up. And you can very well paint this ball game green and white as Key Thompson comes out of the pile with it. Ohio's passing Monroe now in Southeast Michigan. Ohio is very, very close now to getting to the outskirts of Detroit. We're pulling in to Taylor and downriver down there. 15 minutes left. It's really remarkable what's going on here, considering the fact that Ohio's starting quarterback is out. I mean, you're going to see the Ambassador Bridge soon. Two receivers right, single receiver left, first and 10.
Pay up.
This is at the BG 23. There was like an hour and a half delay there.
So tough. I prefer the tunnel.
Last week. Yeah, the tunnel's fun. Ohio on top 31-7 with 11:50 to go. Option to the right. CJ will keep to the 10, to the 5, to the house. We're coming to Detroit now. Ohio is rolling away from roll along. 37-7, 11:43 to go. And you can paint the whole darn East outright green and white. This has got to be one of the more remarkable first starts for a backup quarterback in recent or maybe longer-term MAC history.
No.
Extra point good, 38-7 Ohio at 11:43 to go.
Speaks to preparation, quality teaching he's got from his coaching staff, albeit not seeing the field a whole lot.
Back to pass, it is Orth, runs up the middle to the 10 to the 5, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown for Bowling Green. And the run ends at 38-0. This thing is so much not in doubt now.
Yeah.
I can write my final call literally as the game is still going on.
Yeah, no, you got to plot that out, plan that, type that in. Yeah, it looks good.
1:50 left. Ohio is going to Detroit. Tim Albin is the coach of the year in the Mid-American Conference.
Has
and it's
to be.
Not even close.
Has
it's
to be.
Not close. And he deserved a chance. This staff deserved a chance. And through a 2-2 non-con and an overtime loss to Kent State, and after last year the three wins and getting the job full-time at the end of July, he deserved a chance. And what he's done is, as he is now dunked with Gatorade, and that has to feel so good for such a likable man, and the knee goes down, it's a high five for the Bobcats. For the fifth time in program history, Ohio football paints the East Division green and white, and it's time to put the paw to the pedal to motor to Motown again. Picked fourth in the East, and they have a chance to be number one in the league. Ohio wins. Ohio wins. Ohio wins 38-14, and they win the Mid-American Conference East Division title. And it's off to Detroit to take on the Toledo Rockets on December the 3rd.
For Ohio, you got what you needed.